Hi, nice to see you this morning, boys and girls. And nice to be with you today and to be able to share with you from the Word of God. And I'm sure that you're no different from all of the boys and girls that... Oh, there are more coming, sorry. I'll have to wait a moment or two. I'm sure you're no different from all of the boys and girls that are around Oma and even County Fermanagh. Whenever it comes sort of close to your birthday, do you begin to drop little hints to your mummy and daddy what you would like for your birthday? You know, like maybe I'd like a new game. Maybe I'd like a new mobile phone or something like that. Does anybody do that here? You do? There's some honest people in Lisburn, aren't there? Well, you know, I was reading about a young man. He was a lot older than you. He was a student at university. And he wanted his daddy to buy him something. Now, he was a very demanding young fellow. He didn't just want a mobile phone, or he didn't just want a new game for his computer or anything like that there. He wanted a new car. Now, that's a bit much, isn't it? And he was at university, and he decided that whenever he left university, his father could buy him a new car. So he went with his dad, and they looked at some cars together. And whenever he was finished university, he had sort of lost touch a little bit with his father. They weren't getting on that well. And so he contacted his father again and he said, well, you know, I've been thinking about this new car. I'd like a new car. Are you prepared to buy me a new car? And his father arranged to meet him. And he went down to meet him. He didn't bring him a new car, but he brought him something else. He brought him a Bible. And this young man, he was very angry with his dad. He said, I don't want the Bible. I've left Sunday school years ago. I don't go to church anymore. I don't need God in my life anymore. And he had a row with his father. And he took off in a bit of a huff and got in a bit of a bad mood. Does anybody here ever do that with their mummy or daddy? Sort of go to their room and sulk a bit. Well, that's what he did. And he threw the Bible down in the corner. And he broke off contact with his father. He didn't bother to phone him anymore. And some months later, he got a phone call to say that his dad was feeling very unwell. And actually, his daddy died. And he began to feel very sorry for the way that he had been so silly and for his aggressive, selfish attitude. And going into his room, he went over and he picked up the Bible that his daddy had given him. He'd never opened it. You know what was inside the Bible? A check for a new car. Right inside the Bible. And he'd never opened it. Can you imagine how sorry he felt? Imagine how foolish he felt. But boys and girls, you know, there are no checks inside my Bible. And there may not be any checks inside your Bible. But there's something greater in the Bible. There's spiritual treasure in the Bible. And it tells us about how we can get to heaven by trusting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us that how we can live life on earth for God and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope you remember that whenever you go home today, maybe I'm sure you've all got Bibles. Remember how important your Bible is. And you know, it says in Psalm 119, verse 11, your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. And remember, boys and girls, all the little verses that you learn in Sunday school and that you are taught from week to week by your Sunday school teachers and so on, remember that they are so very important for you in life. And remember in the Word of God that you find the way to God and the way to everlasting life in the Bible itself. So I hope you'll remember day by day to read God's Word and ask you to help God to understand His Word. I want to thank you for listening this morning. Okay? Thank you.